Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Now, that's a little thing called acting. Well, it's true that according to some statistics, something like 3 billion people currently have access to the web around the world on desktops, tablets, mobile devices, but 70% of those people don't surf in English. So we're talking about 2 billion people, and it's growing. Wouldn't it be nice to, just like on Star Trek, have a universal translator? All of a sudden, it exists from Yapan Corporation, and the creator of Yapan is David Lukacs. David, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Thank you for getting up with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
As you can imagine, living in Montreal, from time to time, I get a document that needs to be translated, and if my wife isn't around to do it, I use the translator on Google, and it's a bit iffy, to say the least. It doesn't work all that well. Tell me how your universal translator works.
Well, thanks, Dave. We focus not necessarily on documentation, but the way people communicate in real time. So someone even different than Google, there's no cut and paste. If you're shopping, you see everything in your language. You can purchase whatever you want that moment in that language. And if you're chatting with someone online, you can chat in that moment in your language, and they chat in theirs.
So if I know of a site, say, in China, their alphabet to us looks like gobbledygook, I'm afraid, and it can be very hard to learn how to speak that language, of course. So would I be able to translate that page?
Well, the answer, Dave, is if the company in China used our services, it would automatically be presented to you in your language without any interference. So what our systems do is they actually detect where you are and what language your system is set to, and then we deliver experience in that language, creating a total respect between the two parties.
You'll forgive me, David, if I don't use the proper terms, but so let me understand this. If I go to a website for a commercial business anywhere in the world, and there, I'm going to go to that website, and it knows I speak English. How does it know?
Well, Dave, it's pretty simple. There's private information that you have on your system, and then there's public information, and that public information lets everyone on the internet who, mainly people who are producing websites and stores, it lets us know what type of system you're using, where you're from, and your browser. So it's in language. And that is, that's open on the internet so that people can communicate. The problem, Dave, is that most companies just don't use that.
Why?
I'd like to say I know why, but it's very prevalent that we're programmed as English speakers, most of us, and I understand, you know, and love Montreal, but as English speakers, we believe that the rest of the world should speak English. And while to some extent many people can communicate what I like to call in TV English, most people around the world don't read and write in English. So if you can't comprehend the language, then the issue becomes, I can't really communicate on the internet with you.
What does it mean when it says real-time translation?
It means exactly that. We work on the premise that everything has to be in that moment. We're having a conversation now, and it's more like a tennis match. We're going back and forth, but it's in real time. If every time you said something, I had to cut and paste and then, you know, send it to a translator and bring it back, it would create a disconnect. It wouldn't create respect. If you're going to sell a product or service to someone, you're going to have to do it in the way they want to receive it, or they're going to go to someone else. Isn't that fair?
Absolutely. But 67 languages.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, there's more than 67 languages. In fact, when you get past the first 15 or 16, you're probably hitting about 85 to 90% of the world. So, and we can all think of what those languages are. They're the primary Germanic languages. And then, you know, what's really interesting is that the fastest growing language in the last 15 years on the internet is actually Arabic. So when you add Arabic, you generally add Hebrew and, you know, you add Russian and, you know, various, two different dialects of Spanish, Castilian and Latin, and then you add Portuguese in two different dialects, and you really quickly come up to 15 or 16 languages, and that covers a large portion of the world.
What, one of the things that happens when you buy something from the internet, and this I think is the crux of your genius here, David, is that the translation also is inclusive of the shopping cart, which is probably the most important part of the whole transaction, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, think about it. If you're a hockey fan and you wanted to buy an Alexander Ovechkin jersey from the Russian Olympic team, but you could only buy it in Russian, you could probably figure out an image of the product because you know it's a home or away shirt. You could probably figure out the quantity, maybe the size, and certainly the price. But once it gets into a shopping cart and you want to send it out of the shopping cart and buy it, unfortunately, we just don't understand what's going on if it was in Russian. So what we do is make sure that the experience from the start to the end is really in the user's language of choice when it comes to buying and is in the seller's language of choice when it comes to selling. And that, again, goes down to a very, forget technology, a very simple premise of respect.
How do you get paid?
Well, it depends on our client. I mean, we are very fortunate. We have very large clients like the Walt Disney Corporation, which we do a lot of live events for. And recently we did an event for Star Wars, a live broadcast. So we get paid on a project basis by some of our larger customers. And from our e-commerce merchants, we can get paid as a percentage of the sale, a small upside on when it's not English, and or a flat fee. And we work with companies like Shopify out of Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Where we're a partner and we offer an app for the stores, and the merchants pay a monthly fee per language.
Is Yapin.com up and running now?
Oh, yes. We've been around since basically January of 2013. We're based on technology that our parents originally launched in 2010, and so we've been doing this now for about 5 years.
I'm interested in what's going on in your mind now, not necessarily on your desk or workbench, but what are the possibilities that you're kind of wondering about?
Well, most people don't want to climb in there, Dave, but thanks for the offer. But, you know, at the end of the day, what I'm thinking is where are we going? Not necessarily. A lot of people are talking about voice. And, you know, we already have investments in the voice sector. But I believe what's really important, which people have forgotten, and I just recently came back from China, you know, the large organizations in Chinese aren't really looking at English because they learn English in school. Mm. They're looking at Japanese, Korean, and, you know, Thai, and Russian, and Spanish. And what I'm really thinking is, you know, the next stage. Commercialization of language is very, very important, but when you get into micropayments for emerging countries, when you get into things like empowering young women to globally, because most organizations have thought that if you empower young women, you can actually reduce poverty in emerging countries. So it goes beyond the commercialization, but in fact, where I lean towards after commercialization, because every company has to have a profit sector, is where we go to make the world a better place.
David, this is fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
David Lukacs is the creator of Yapin. That's yappn.com. And we'll put that up on cjad.com on my page here at CJAD 800 Montreal.